Today, February 21st, is the feast day of St. Peter Damian, not a very well-known saint, but a very fascinating saint. He's not the same as Father Damian the leper of Molokai fame. This is a bishop and doctor of the church who lived in the 11th century. He was a great reformer, a great peacemaker, a diplomat, but he was always a monk at heart. St. Peter Damian was born in the year 1007 in Ravenna, Italy, one of the most beautiful cities. Ravenna is known for its mosaics. Some of the churches in Ravenna, some of the oldest churches in the world, and you can still see the beautiful mosaics that have been preserved for the last 1700 years since the first churches were built there. He lost his parents when he was a very young boy. He was first raised by his older brother, who was very abusive and neglectful of him. But then another brother came to his rescue and cared for him and arranged for his excellent education. So as a young man, Peter Damian was brilliant. He was even a professor by the age of 21, teaching in the universities. In the year 1035, he joined the Benedictine order. He became a Camaldolese monk, and he helped to rewrite their rule. During his life, he was very generous to the poor. As a monk, he would always invite in the poor to share his meal, to dine with him. In the monastery, he practiced severe penances, going long periods of fasting and prayer and penance. He eventually was chosen to be the abbot of that monastery, and he was helped to bring about the spiritual reform and renewal of the monastery. He was chosen by the Pope to be a diplomat and a papal ambassador, traveling to other parts of Italy, France, and Germany on different papal visits to help bring peace or to help solve difficulties. And then he was then chosen by the Pope to be bishop and then cardinal of Ostia. Ostia is the port city of Rome. That's where St. Monica had died in the year 387. And so here you have this monk living in the monastery, prayer and penance, chosen to be a bishop and then cardinal of this diocese. And he reluctantly agreed. He didn't want to do it, but of course he knew it was God's will if he was asked. And so for 25 years he was the bishop of this diocese, and he had to especially help out the biggest problems were, of course, wars and famines. In addition to that, there was a lot of clerical problems that were affecting the church at that time. And so he was able to help reform the clergy and the laity as well. So he would remain the bishop until his death in the year 1072. He's buried in the cathedral in Faenza, Italy. And he was declared a doctor of the church in just 1828. To be a doctor of the church is one of the rarest privileges in the Catholic Church. There's only less than 40 doctors of the church. And to be a doctor of the church, you have to be a saint, for one thing, and you have to have eminent learning and writings that affected the church. And so he's part of this very elite and select group of doctors of the church. So he, of course, was a great reformer. And when you think about reformers, the church is always in need of reform. The church is divine. It's established by Christ. It's the mystical body of Christ. But since the church is made up of all of us, of men and women, of human beings, it's always in need of reform. We always have to be converted every day to the Lord. As St. Francis was once said, how did he reform the church? He said he didn't begin by trying to reform the church. He began by reforming himself. And so that's what we have to do, is focus on personal conversion of holiness. And then through that, then the family, the children, the spouse is converted as well. So people always say, well, how can I convert my husband? How can I convert my wife? How can I convert my children? Well, of course, it's the grace of God that converts our loved ones. But the key is not to focus on them, focus on yourself and be converted yourself. Become a holier person yourself, and then you'll see your spouse and your kids begin to change as well. And the last couple thoughts about St. Peter Damian. Some of you have read Dante's Inferno and Paradiso and Purgatorio, the Divine Comedy. As you know, Dante would put certain people in certain places, right? And so he put Peter Damian as one of the highest saints in the seventh heaven because he was a contemplative in addition to being a bishop. And of course, if Dante didn't like you, he put you in purgatory, okay? And if he really didn't like you, he put you in hell, okay? So St. Peter Damian has a high place in heaven according to Dante's Divine Comedy. And because he had such a difficult childhood, losing his parents, being raised by his brothers, he was always compassionate and kind to those in need, especially to the poor and the suffering. So we get a very unique saint, a reformer, a peacemaker, a diplomat, but always a monk in his heart. And after 25 years as a bishop, as soon as he got the chance to retire, he went back to prayer, penance, and solitude, and that deep prayer life that he always had and longed for. So we pray today, St. Peter Damian, pray for us.